Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to 9 months Q3 FY24 results conference call of Vir Healthcare Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On the behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Vir Healthcare Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Bhavin Shah, Managing Director, Mr. Akash Shah, Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Akash Shah. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and thank you for joining us today for Vir Healthcare Limited's inaugural conference call to discuss the financial performance of third quarter and 9 months of financial year 24. I extend a warm welcome to each one of you. Before we delve into the specifics of 9 months and third quarter financial year 24, let me provide a brief overview of Vir Healthcare Limited. We are a manufacturer and supplier of Ayurvedic medicines, oral care products and personal care products. Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Vapi, Gujarat is designed to comply with international requirements, ensuring validated systems and adherence to stringent quality standards. Under the expert guidance of renowned vaidya Dr. Vinod C. Mehta and formulation expert Dr. Rajiv Virud, we produce research-based quality products that encompass a wide range of healthcare, oral care, and personal care items. Our certifications include Ayurvedic and Cosmetic GMP, ISO 9001:2015, and Authorized Economic Operator T1 certificate, testify to our commitment to manufacturing excellence. Our focus on delivering high-quality Ayurvedic, herbal and cosmetic healthcare and personal care products under the renowned brand Ayurveda has been instrumental in driving substantial revenue and profit growth. We take pride in providing holistic wellness solutions while upholding the highest standards of quality and compliance. I am particularly proud to share that Vir Healthcare Limited has recently received the US FDA Labeler Code Allocation, a significant milestone that underscores our dedication to quality and regulatory excellence. This achievement further solidifies our position in the global healthcare market as we continue to strive towards delivering premium healthcare solutions worldwide. Now let me take you through company's financial performance during 9 months financial year 24. In the 9 months financial 24 period, our company exhibited strong financial performance with total income reaching 1107.95 lakhs, marking a commendable year-on-year growth of 5.48%. EBITDA surged to 111.63 lakhs, showcasing a robust year-on-year growth of 45.74%, accompanied by an increase in EBITDA margin to 10.63%. Reflecting our operational efficiency and focus on profitability, net profit showed a notable year-on-year growth of 67.36% to 53.37 lakhs, with net profit margin expanding to 5.33%, underscoring our commitment to prudent financial management and maximizing shareholder value. These results demonstrate our resilience, strategic initiatives, and dedication to sustainable growth, positioning us well for continued success and value creation for our stakeholders. Thank you for your attention, and I am now open to taking any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and congratulations for good setup and there. So I just wanted to understand your business model. You said we have a plant at Vapi, Gujarat. So what is the capacity we have? What product we manufacture over there? How many products we have under each category? And do we also get this contract manufacturing done for somebody, from someone? Or we do contract manufacturing for someone?
Good morning, everybody. This is Bhavin Shah. I'll be taking the question.
Thank you.
Ma'am, hi, Ashundi. We are manufacturers for herbal and cosmetic formulations, having a GMP certified plant at Vapi.
Okay.
So we are having three different categories of production lines. First is the herbal, that is Ayurvedic category. Second is the cosmetic category. And third is the disinfectant category.
Okay.
Under Ayurvedic, we are doing oral liquid, tablets, powder and ointment. These are the four categories we are covering under Ayurvedic license. So under this, we are having chronic as well as non-chronic range of products.
Okay.
In this category, we are doing contract manufacturing for a brand called Babulin Pharma. We are doing contract manufacturing for Brightwater on a good volume. Second is our cosmetic range of products. Under that, we are having oral care, hair care, skin care, body care, those segments of products. And we have a brand called Ayurveda, under which we are covering the entire range of segment. In all, we have at the moment about 42 product line, covering all the categories under cosmetic license. In this, we are doing contract manufacturing for leading brands like Apollo Pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
and that is Dawa India. Then we are also doing contract manufacturing for exports in oral care at the moment. For example, for Apollo Pharmacy, we are doing oral care. We are doing 5-6 variants of toothpaste. We are doing shampoo, conditioners. So that is the range we cover for Apollo Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And the disinfectant, we are having floor cleaner and other fabric disinfectants, which we are doing contract manufacturing for a private label. So this is the product range we cover under three categories. We have a 60,000 square feet built-up area covering this entire segment.
Oh, so will you have all the separate manufacturing setup at your area 60,000 square
feet? I'm not able to hear you correctly.
So all these things, all these three verticals which you have, which you are having, so we have the three different business manufacturing segment at your plant, right?
Yes, all in one facility itself.
Okay, and that is your own mansion?
Yes, yes. All these are our own manufacturing. We are the contract manufacturers for other brands. We do not get any brands contract manufactured in the market. We are the company who does the market for our range of products, and we are doing contract manufacturing privately for other brands.
Okay. Can you help me understand what would be the margin difference for your own manufacturing product if you market it and the product which you do as a contract manufacturer? What is the difference between the margin?
Since at this moment we are growing the brand, that is Ayurveda. So right now our margins are about 12 to 15% in our own brand, and contract manufacturing is about 8 to 10%.
Okay, so there is a volume difference.
Voice is not clear, ma'am.
So there it is a volume gain, I said.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and what is the capacity utilization at the current level? When we already have our own hand, we are also doing the manufacturing. So how much is our capacity utilized till date?
In herbal section, leaving out the tablet, we are utilizing about 80% of the capacity. And under cosmetic, we are utilizing about 70 to 80%. Of the entire capacity.
So that is still good.
Yes.
So it's quite possible that by end of the year you will be utilizing the full capacity. So are you looking to expand your capacity?
Yes. Recently, we've got our registration with the US FDA.
Okay.
And now we are qualified manufacture and supply variety range of products for one of our customers in US,
okay,
which is in the correction industry.
Mm-hmm.
So over there, first phase we are going to cover is oral care, that is toothpaste. And going forward, we are going to continue with body care and skin care range of products. So it's a volume game there again. And we are through with the first part. We are starting with two variants by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And going forward in the next financial year, we are going to have a expansion of multiple manufacturing lines. We have also expanded our in-house testing facility, our in-house air facility. Everything is done by now. So with this qualification and with this new market opening, we see a good expansion in coming year.
So do you have some plans on paper or maybe in your mind, like how much capacity you wanted to expand in FY25 and how it will be funded? So is it possible to fund it from the internal sources or you need to raise funds from market or you have to go for a debt?
The board has decided to raise the new equity with the right issue. See, our expansion plan is about, at this moment, we are having an investment of about 1,200 lakhs. And further expansion we are planning is 3,300 lakhs. So this would be raised by 33 crores.
Yeah, okay.
In this, we are planning to have an equity raise of 25 crore by way of right issue. Our preferential, that is decision yet to be made. And 8 crore we are going to raise by term loan. In this, we are going to cover land building, plant machinery, and furniture fields.
Okay. So, if I take two more questions, I just wanted to understand this: what is the contribution to the revenue from our own brand sales and from the contract manufacturing? This is one. And secondly, I just wanted to understand what is the contribution to the revenue from your domestic sales and the export sales.
Contribution to revenue in domestic sale is about 20%. Export sale is about, you can say 65%, and this is contract manufacturing.
Oh. Okay.
Up till now, we are having captive customers in East Africa. We are making various brands for them. And we are doing this since 6-7 years. And there also there is an expansion in other different countries in East Africa, for which the registration process is on.
And the last question, can you just guide us on the margin profile? Currently, we are around 10.75, around 11%. Own product gives you around 12-15%. Contract manufacturing gives you around 7-8%. So how the margin profile is headed for?
Could you just come again? I could not hear you correctly.
In the current quarter, you reported the margin up around 10.75, that is around 11%.
Right.
You said on your own brand, you earn the margin in the range of 12-15%.
Right.
While on your contract manufacturing, your margin is around 7% to 8%. So mm-hmm. What is your guidance or what is your outlook on the margin profiling going forward?
Going forward, we are going to accelerate on this US opportunity what we have. Right now, we are covering oral care. And the other segments what we have already be qualified for doing it and the process is on. There we are expecting a raise in the margins. We also have an in-house, we have done a backward integration of in-house packaging material production. So there we are targeting to, you know, raise the margins and come up to healthy margin levels.
And what was the spend on this backward integration and when it was done?
It was done about 3 months back.
Okay, and what was the spend on it?
Sorry?
How much you have spent to have this facility in-house?
About 50 lakhs.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best for your future. I'll join
back. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Parikshit Kabra from PKD Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I'm sorry, of course, you know, I'm very new to the company.
Can you take the device closer to you? The voice is a little bit muffled.
Is this better? Sorry about that. Yes, sorry. So thanks for the opportunity, and some very basic questions. I'm still, you know, familiarizing myself with the company. First of all, of course, you started by saying that there are two press releases out. One says that in next year you'll do about 100 crores, and another one it says that in next 3 to 4 years you'll do 100 crores. I just wanted to first check which one is the correct guidance.
We are targeting the revenue of 100 crores in next 3 to 4 years.
3 to 4 years, not in the next 1 year, right?
No.
Okay. Correct. Fair enough. Secondly, I am not sure what the terminologies are. You have mentioned that you are trying to get FDA approval, and now we have released the press release saying that we have got FDA labeler. Is it one and the same thing? Are we FDA approved now?
Yes, we are registered with the labeler now. We are also, the FDA filing is also completed now. And the next process is drug registration, which is underway and expected to close this week.
And is this just a mere formality, or does this can also have hiccups?
No. This is the first step here is the qualification and for the manufacturing facility, and you have to be eligible as per the requirements of the US FDA. Then the next process is to have a registration as a labeler code. To do that, you need to have a confirmed captive buyer in the country. So that we have identified, and our buyer we have finalized a business contract. So based on that, our registration is completed. Now drug filing is in the process.
So the drug filing is in the process. This is probably the most complex process, right?
Yes.
Okay, so but you think that the decision will come in within a week or two?
It is almost on the stage of completion. We are expecting it before, it should be done before 20th of May.
Okay, got it. Understood. Next was, I was just trying to understand that your current product range, the ones that you're selling with your own brand, where are you selling them?
We are doing online on marketplaces like Amazon and Flipkart. And to our own website.
Okay. And what is the sale? What is the revenue percentage of our own brand?
Say about 15% of the total sales.
Okay, got it. And the rest of it is contract manufacturing?
Yes, contract manufacturing.
All right. So, the earlier person also asked this question in terms of margins, but since our ROE has not come, even though we are almost nearly at full capacity, 80% capacity utilization, what is our path to increasing our return on equity?
See, presently in this manufacturing facility where we are at the moment, we have been doing our own brands and we have been also doing contract manufacturing. While doing so, you know, we put in a lot of effort in the last 2 years to identify a robust captive buyer and to, you know, to set it up as a big manufacturing unit, which we have completed now, and we have successfully identified the buyer, got the contract, registration is getting completed. We are expected to start our first shipment before we close this financial year. We are targeting to ship out at least 2 shipments. And to get the further planning for the next commercial year. So these buyers have a very huge contract terms. So now we are going to scale up with more manufacturing lines, more automation, and get the maximum output.
So are you expecting higher margins? Are you expecting operating leverage to kick in? Which element do you think is going to help you increase your return on equity?
With increase in volume, we are also targeting an increase in margins and increase in revenue. Because where we are right now and where we see ourselves in next financial year and next coming 2-3 financial years, we'll be in a much better position. Because we are scaling up our manufacturing facility, our buying strength goes up, and we have a set platform to accelerate.
So the export orders that you are selling, these are in your own brand, or is this a contract manufacturing order?
No, contract manufacturing.
And what are the indicative margins for this contract manufacturing?
About 8 to 10%.
So that remains the same as your current contract manufacturing?
Yes. So this will scale up once our 2 shipments are out. We close this financial year. See, here the hiccup is the first challenge for any company in the US is to get qualified.
Mm.
This is the biggest challenge everyone faces. And since the trend of everybody moving from China, there is a big opportunity for a country like India. So at this moment, while we are speaking, there were three top manufacturers of toothpaste and suppliers to US, out of which two are disqualified. And only one business house is there in trade. Mm-hmm. And since we have also qualified, we see a big opportunity for expanding our supplies of oral care. There are six to seven big corporate houses in the US who are into the detention, supply and correction industry.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge for them is to have a supplier who is qualified by the FDA and which is approved by the FDA.
So, if I were to summarize what you're saying, is that China, so people are trying to, so far the US has been importing from China. Now that they are trying to find alternative vendors, they have looked at India. Within India, there are 2-3 players who can do this, but
right.
Two of them have not been qualified by the FDA. You are on the process of getting qualified and hence you are getting a regulatory arbitrage, correct?
Yeah, we are done. Our qualification process is completed. Our code is registered. Our company is registered. Now just the drug filing process is going on.
Okay. Why is it so
difficult? Oh, okay. See, the drug filing is, suppose you are making a particular formulation. Whatever the formulation you have, that needs to be filed with all the supporting documents. So it's a process which is done by an agency, which is appointed by our registrar, which is in the US. So that process is going on. Please, you were asking something.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What I'll do is I'll come back in the queue just to make sure that I'm not eating everyone else's time. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Khushbu Kaur, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello,
ma'am. Can you take the device closer to you?
Hello. Is it clear now?
Ma'am, little bit louder.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sir, I have a question. Like, what factors do you attribute to your 20Q decline and the net profits with falling margins? Like, so what are the steps that the management is planning to improve the profitability?
With the scaling up of the production line, we have planned to move on a mass scale automation, which will get our cost of production down. Also, with the volume of buying and the high numbers of buying, that will also help us get the cost of production down.
Okay, and why hasn't our top line improved despite reaching the full capacity? Is like any factors that is affecting the growth?
As I said, as of now, all three divisions what we run in the current manufacturing facility are at the top. We are planning to move to a new facility soon and add another production capacity and increase the top line.
Okay, and do we expect the same challenges in the net profit and margins in the coming next quarter, that is fourth quarter? Do you have any plans to improve your profitability?
Yes, as I said, we'll be closing out shipments before we end this financial year. And we are expecting a full plan for the next financial year also from the company. So that is going to be a biggest bang. See, the whole entire stage is set. Now, just have to do the production process and make the dispatches on time.
Okay. And how much business we get from USA and CSI countries after getting labeler code from USA FDA?
We are expecting a growth of at least 20%, right? This year we are targeting to close at 14.5. Next year it should be about 17. But we are hoping to add a few more categories in a few more products in other categories like body care. That is also a big market in the US. So that also is expected to come into business by second quarter next year.
Okay. So this year we do not see any growth.
This year we'll close at 14.5 to 15.
Okay, got it. And could you provide insight into the research and development efforts to ensure product relevance and quality?
I can share it over email, is it fine?
Okay, and how much revenue from body care is expecting in the next coming quarter?
Approximately next quarter, I would not say next quarter, in next financial year, we can say about 2.5 to 3 crores.
Okay, financial year is FY24, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is on the line of Ankit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Mr. Ankit.
Yeah, hello, sir. So, can you elaborate on the competitive landscape in Maharashtra and Gujarat for over-the-counter and ethical products?
We are a herbal manufacturing company, and we are not marketing any of our product range on ethical line of business. We are a purely a herbal manufacturing company. We do not cater to any of the allopathy or nutraceutical range of products.
Okay, sir. So, what is the market demand for the company's oil, shampoo, ointment and toothpaste products and the current scenario?
We are marketing our range of products through our website and other marketplaces like Amazon, Flipkart. We are also covering marketing through social media and like Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
So we are marketing our products through these channels, and our majority focus is on contract manufacturing.
Okay, sir. So, how much business can we get from government e-marketplace?
Government e-marketplace, we recently have completed our process through QCI. And we have started bidding tenders. So, this we are expecting at least 1.5 to 2 CR business in the next financial year. The qualification is complete. We are registered as an OEM brand on the portal. Through QCI. So we have started waiting for the tenders.
Okay, sir. So what are the major challenges companies faces in its operations? And how do you ensure regulatory compliances for its products?
See, we have our product consultants as Mr. Rajiv Derud, who is having vast experience in this industry of about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Regulatory compliance, we are also appointed an agency who is going to take care of our CGMP regulation and the compliance part. So once we have that in place, Mr. Rajiv Bhirod and Mr. Mehta, so these two people are giving us consultancy for product composition and formulation side. Our backward integration of setting up the R&D lab, setting up the microbial lab. Up till now, we did not have in-house testing facilities and in-house R&D facilities. But since last year, we have developed in-house facility and we are having in-house R&D division as well.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Lata Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, can you take the device closer to you?
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, what are our future growth strategies?
I'm not able to hear you, ma'am.
What are our future growth strategies?
As I said, this year we have got our registration and qualification through with the US FDA. We are capitalizing, we are planning to capitalize on this. In the oral care category, we have got the contracts in place and we have got our initial orders and registration is almost in the final stage. So our future growth strategy in next three financial years will be to grow on this and to expand our sales in the U.S. market, which is a big opportunity for the company to grow in the segment.
Okay. My next question is, do we have any business or product acquisition on card?
No, we do not. All the formulations are done in-house, and there's no formulation acquisition or any type of acquisition in this business.
Okay. And what is planned expenditure on branding for next 2-3 years?
We are planning to have a fresh investment of about 33 crore in next financial 2 years by way of land building and plant machinery.
Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, so if I heard it right, so you said for FY 2025, so from US FDA approval which you got, so you are expecting a sale of around 17 crores, right?
Yes.
So, okay, so is it for
the March 24, sorry, March 24, about 17. March 25, we target of about 30.
Okay, so it is for the entire company, right?
Yes, entire company.
All right. And about the expansion which you announced of 33 crores, so it is for FY 2025 and FY 2026.
That's in the process. We plan to close it soon. It also depends on how fast we get the projections and get into the line. Since I said we'll be ready with the first shipments this year, so later next year, in about, say, second quarter, we'll be confirmed with the expansion plans.
All right. And it will come on stream by what time?
It should be in by before we close March 25.
All right. Okay. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Parikshit Kabra from PKD Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question again. I was hoping, is it possible for you to give a little bit of a history of the company? It's a reasonably old company. So just wanted to understand what have you guys been doing for so far, and why have we struggled to pick up, expand in India itself?
We started with a herbal and cosmetic manufacturing company in Ahmedabad, wherein we had initially we had only herbal license, wherein we did oral care, oral liquid, tablets, ointments, and powders. There, initially, the company made their own brands and marketed, but could not do it successfully. Then we switched to the contract manufacturing business, and we successfully got this brand called Babulin Pharma, which is about 90 years old brand, and it has a big presence in the state of Gujarat. So we switched to the contract manufacturing business. Moving forward, we also identified this customer in East Africa, with whom we started manufacturing and exporting toothpaste. In next 2 years, we realized the factory was small enough, and we had to move to a bigger production line, and we had to move to a bigger place. So we moved our plant to Vapi. In expanding all the categories and all the verticals of giving all the options to the buyers, we started commissioning different segments under cosmetic and under herbal segments. So slowly, slowly, as time went by, we started working with East African buyer, then Dawa India in India, then Apollo Pharmacy we identified. With them also, we've done healthy business of hair care and oral care business. With Dawa India also, we are doing tablets, we are doing oral care, we are doing other cosmetic range of products. So now we are at a stage by participating in different trade shows and having different experiences world over. We found this opportunity for registering in a mega market like US, which is the biggest hub. And we started working on that. It took us about a couple of years to get the qualification done in place and to identify a buyer, which is almost, which is done by now. And now the stage is set to accelerate and make it big in this contract manufacturing business.
Got it. Great. Thank you for that. And secondly, I know you're not revealing the name of your US buyer, but can you tell us at least, you know, what kind of a person is he? Like, so they have their own toothpaste brand, or are they a distributor of these kind of products? How many points of sale do they have? What is their distribution range? What is the size of their business in these categories? Any such detail to give us a sense of what is the potential size of business from this buyer?
This buyer is in this industry. He is a supplier to the correction and detention industry. So basically, it's a government supply business in the US. He is in this business since more than 45 years now.
Oh.
In all, they have about 145 products in different categories.
Oh.
Up till now, they had sourcing from China, India, Malaysia, Indonesia. Now, since last year and a half, they have closed down their China sourcing and they moved to India and Malaysia.
Oh.
And as far as toothpaste, their sourcing of toothpaste goes is about $1.5 million a year. That's only toothpaste.
Huh.
If you take other segments, like we have other segments like body care, skin care, that also, it's a very volume business. So for them, the business model is they are getting tenders to all the 50 states. In the US, and they have a government supply business, which is into the detention industry. So that is their model.
Got it. And so now, you know, obviously with this one buyer, you want to expand your business with him. You know, you'll do that by going into different categories and increasing the share of wallet in each category. But besides that, are you also in the process of finding other such buyers in the US? How is that hunt coming?
So that's what makes us unique. There are, in this industry, there are about 6 to 7 such giant business houses in the US who are dealing into such products.
Hmm.
Now, for example, for us, the oral care segment is critical for them because that comes under FDA.
Hmm.
Other products, what they deal into, say about 145 to 50, what I told you, not all of them come under FDA. So for them, it's a big challenge to have a manufacturer and supplier who is vetted and qualified by the US FDA.
Hmm.
So our qualification as a supplier, which is approved by the US FDA, is a big opening for us in the entire US market for all these 6 buyers and make us available for supplier. So what happens is, since Veer Healthcare, as soon as we get registered, there's a flash in the US FDA database.
Wow.
There is a new supplier from India who is registered and approved as oral care supplier.
Wow.
So as soon as that is posted on that database, it is known to, it's a very small market there. So all these, so there's a flash and we are known to people that you are available as a supplier. So we've already started working out on our expansion plans, adding new lines of manufacturing and filling. And we already started planning on this.
Got it. And you said from oral care, which is the immediate next category you want to move into?
We are next category we are moving is body care. So there is an all-in-one liquid soap. So that is our next product we are going to launch.
But this wouldn't be requiring FDA approval, right?
No, it does require US FDA approval. In US, anything which touches your body,
okay,
requires a US FDA.
And you know how you said that one buyer is 1.5 million is this overall purchase for toothpaste. What would be the same for body care, this all-in-one product?
I think double than this. Because, see, they don't, they, as a policy, they have minimum 3 suppliers for each category.
Yeah.
So, Veer Healthcare may be one, and there may be other 2 suppliers for this.
Got it. Got it. Clear.
Again, the most challenging part is to get registered and to get qualified for being eligible to supply in the US. So all the hard work is done. Now just have to accelerate.
When you set up a new facility, will you have to go for an FDA approval again for the new facility?
Yes.
How long will that process be?
No, the process in US is if we move from one factory, one facility to another facility, there is an audit done, which is just a confirmatory audit, which is posted in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, perfect. So that transition should be easy enough. And lastly, when are you planning on going into the market to raise your preferential issue?
By next year, we should be coming out after the first quarter.
After first quarter. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Shivam Sharma from PCR Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question was, how does the company stay adaptable in introducing new products in line with market trends, and what has been the success rate of this introduction?
We have been adding new products to our IUV range of products, like skin care, body care, and hair care. Since we are doing marketing through the online platforms, so we are growing at a steady pace and hoping to get a decent market by next financial year.
Oh, okay, sir. So, also, what is your best-selling product and specify the online platforms used for marketing and sales?
I would say our best-selling products are in oral care and hair care category. And online, we are on Amazon, we are on Flipkart, and through our own website, that is IUV.com.
Okay, sir. And so what is the market demand for the products, oil, shampoo, toothpaste, and the current scenario?
It's about 10 to 12% of our total revenue.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you shed some light on the company's export strategy? And are there any plan to expand the export market?
Export strategy, up till now, we were covering countries like East Africa, North America, and other merchant exporters in India. Now we have entered the US market by registering our own manufacturing facility, and we are targeting to expand the same in coming 3 financial years.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Parikshit Kabra from PKD Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm back. Just last question. Can you tell me either your company level gross margins or your fixed cost, either one of those two numbers?
For the next projections?
No, currently.
So currently we have reported about 89 lakhs of profit after tax.
Sorry, I'm asking for gross margins, company level gross margins, or your fixed cost.
Gross margins would be approximately, you can say 12%. I'll redo the numbers and I'll share with you.
No problem. I would, if I can find a way to connect with you, I would love to get in touch.
I'll give you my email, or you can send me yours. I have it. Send it to you.
Yes, if you can give me your email, that would be great. Yeah.
It's info@veerhealthcare.net.
Got it. Yeah.
Please do share your queries, whatever you have, we'll have it replied to you.
Done. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Veer Healthcare Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.